Just the other day, I showed a friend active noise canceling on my headphones, and I looked at him with curiosity as he smiled in disbelief at what it could do. And I knew immediately that I broke this man. I took away his sweet ignorance and I filled him with desire for his own personal solitude, a craving satiable only by the Bozek UC35. They should sponsor us.
If you want to just go with the flow, like people will be happy to design your perfect week. 11:30, marketing. 11:30, 12, marketing. 12, 12:30, snack and marketing.
Hello, I'm Radek.
I'm Michael.
And this is the podcast.
A sounding board for interesting ideas and insights. We discuss books we read and want to share with you.
As well as technology and productivity, which is what we do by day, working in our app, Nosby.
Or whatever else comes to our minds.
So it looks like we're going to start with some follow-up as for our magical spreadsheets.
Yeah. So the problem with magic spreadsheet is the fact that when you're on vacation, it's empty. So it's a major bug with the spreadsheet because like I was on vacation last week and I just totally neglected it. So now I have to retroactively fill it out with some things and leave the rest of the stuff that I haven't measured just blank. Mm-hmm. So it looks like there's a hole in my spreadsheet right now.
Well, I guess I forgot to mention last week that I have a task in Nosby, which is recurring daily, which is a reminder to update the magic spreadsheet. I mean, I've been doing it for so long that I just remember, but it's useful, especially if I'm like outside of my normal ritual, because then like I'm still like looking at heavily filtered Nosby every day for like personal reminders and stuff. And that's one of those. And then like, even if I only have my iPhone, even if I'm on vacation, I will update it because it's useful.
Yeah, I totally dropped the ball on this and also on my daily journal and things like that. So it all fell through the cracks for the upside was I had a great time with my family. So it was good. We had a road trip. I posted some pictures of it on Instagram. So we had fun, but yeah, I totally like, I was like so into this that I just totally, you know, forgot about it. But on the upside again is that today when I got back and I saw the spreadsheet and I saw the hole in this, but I like the whole spreadsheet just made me smile because I was like, yeah, let's get back to this, you know, let's start filling it out again. So like, let's continue doing that. And it was good. Like I didn't have like negative thoughts with that. Like, oh, I'm so depressed, I haven't filled it out. Mm-hmm. But thanks for a tip. Next time when I'm out on vacation or when we are on our Nosby reunion, I'll make sure to fill it out with information.
Yeah, well, the good thing is it's a very simple habit. So you can do it easily on your iPhone and it takes just like, you know, 2 minutes every day. So it's really not a problem. And unlike many of the other things we discussed, like it doesn't require you to sit down for a couple of hours to do your weekly review or something like that. Or like it's not difficult. It's like instant gratification to just fill out a few fields and be done with it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but that's another proof of the fact that when you start with a new habit, because the spreadsheet is a new habit for me, then you might fall off. Because like you don't have it ingrained, as you said, you have. That's why it's good to have kind of reminders, you know, kicking the butters and things like that to motivate you to do it.
Yeah, I'm always scared of going on vacation or do travel when I'm like trying to implement a new like important habit because I know mm-hmm. this will probably end badly.
Oh yeah, totally. The good thing was that I tried to, you know, keep other things in check and still ate some crap, of course, mm-hmm. traveling. Mm-hmm. But good. I came back and I was still in a good shape. I did a training yesterday and everything was like more or less the same. So yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Well, just one more aside. When you're talking about eating bad food on vacation, I can tell you there's a very high correlation between spikes in my weight and traveling. And I know why I know this, because of my magic spreadsheet. That's why.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But still, you know, when you implement what we implemented, I mean, what we know about diets and things, even when we are doomed to eat bad food, this is still by no means really bad food. It's worse than what we're used to, but it's still, you know, we're still pretty good with this. I mean, that's why we keep our weight in check.
Right, but let's not talk about vacations. Let's talk about the perfect week.
Exactly, because again, coming back right now to the spreadsheet, in my perfect spreadsheet, I have magic perfect spreadsheet. I have a magic perfect week laid out. So the idea being that I see the data that I have to input, and then I have my, you know, perfect week laid out for me, so that I know what I should be doing each day of the week and each, you know, part of the week. And today we'll talk about this concept because this perfect spreadsheet and this perfect week just align perfectly with my life. And really, after coming back from vacation, coming back to work feels like coming back home. I mean, like I think we are creatures of habit, so we miss our habits, we miss our routines. And I must say, I love being, you know, I love traveling and I love being spontaneous and everything, but having the routine helps me focus and helps me do other things. So it's an enabler for work. And I think the perfect week, which we'll talk today about, is a perfect enabler to do great work.
So this is a new concept for me. Let's start from the beginning. Please explain.
Okay, so the idea is I took the idea from Mr. Michael Hyatt, my good friend and mentor. He talked about it on I think on his podcast as well, and on his blog. The idea being is that if like he always says, what gets scheduled gets done. So if you have something on your calendar, or if you put something on your calendar, you will do it. And of course, the calendars can be flexible and everything. But the idea being, if you design a week, design a week the way you would want the week to go. You design your Monday, your Tuesday, your Wednesday, your Thursday, your Friday, how you want them to go. How you want, if nothing really bad happened, and if there was no interruptions, if in the perfect world, how your perfect week would look like. What would you do on Monday? What would you do on Tuesday? And when? And in which chunks of time? And it's not about, you know, every minute of every hour of every day. It's about putting, you know, the chunks of time, the blocks of time, in the week, to design when, what, how you want to do. And of course, I mean, by designing this, you don't assume that every week will be a perfect week. Actually, every week will not be the perfect week. But as long as you have these guidelines, you have a guide to guide you through, it's going to be easier, to adjust what you're doing to this perfect week. And the cool thing is that when you design a perfect week, you design it with your goals in mind, with your, you know, New Year's resolutions, with everything that you want to achieve in mind. And this way, by designing a perfect week, you are in control. You're designing your week. But of course, people then, you know, will interrupt you later. But the idea is you design a perfect week. What happens if nobody interrupted you? Nobody questioned whatever you were doing? If you were to have a perfect week of work, you know, fitness, whatever, like perfect week.
So essentially, the point of the exercise is to kind of create a template, like a prototype of the week you want to have every week, like the routine standard week.
Yeah, because there is this saying that if you don't know where you want to go, every road will get you there, right? So, if you don't know, I mean, if you want to just go with the flow, like people will be happy to design your perfect week. People will be happy to design your week, really. We know that. So this way, you're in control. And again, these are chunks of time I want to devote to things. So, for example, in my case, in case of me being the CEO of Nosby, I'm wearing a few hats. I'm not only the CEO, so like the administrative, you know, manager of the company. I'm also the product visionary, let's call it, and I'm also the marketing guy, so the marketing VP. So I have a few of these hats, and before I designed my perfect week, my weeks were Yeah, designed by other people. So I would do more of this stuff because somebody would just, you know, pull me there. Then somebody would pull me to a different direction and then direction. So I had no control. And it was frustrating. Like I didn't know where the week went. But the moment I started, I designed my perfect week, even though it's never that perfect, I at least know what I should be doing on this day, what I should be focusing on, and what I can say no to. Because no, this I will do tomorrow, or this I will do on Thursday. So I'll put it on my task manager and Nosby, schedule it for Thursday. Thank you very much. Today is Tuesday. I'm going to do this. Today is Monday. I'm going to do this. So this way, it's like, it's again, the power of this. I made the decision before, so now I don't have to decide again. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sparing also my decisive powers. I'm sparing my decision fatigue. You know, I had already decided what I'm gonna do. So let me focus on that, and this helps me like say no and things like that.
Yeah, that's very important. I truly believe in that last part you just said. I call it pre-deciding. That's why at the end of every day I try to like write down plan for the next day, right? And during my week review also, part of the process of the week review is to plan the next week. And both weekly and daily, the plan will, the reality will diverge from the plan. But the point is that having pre-decided on what I want to do, it is much easier to actually go with the right path and not just go with, you know, emergent things that are not really that important and get carried away by the flow of distractions.
Yeah, and in my case, it's even more useful because, for example, I shared my perfect week with my assistant. So she knows when she can schedule appointments for me, when she can schedule this or that, and when not. You know, so she knows, for example, that on Wednesday, this is easy. On Wednesday, we have the design fight, so everybody knows that. But for example, she knows now that on Tuesday, between this and these hours, I'm working on the product, on our product. So I'm preparing stuff for our design fight. So between these hours, no meetings, nothing. If somebody wants a meeting with me, after these hours. And it's really easy. So this way, also she has already, you know, time frames pre-decided that we decided together with her. And then she knows, you know, when I'm available. And if somebody wants, you know, my attention, she says, I'm just not available.
Okay, so let's say I want to design my perfect week. How do you actually do it? Like, how do you go about designing it? Like, what form does it take? Like, do you just try to write it down in a journal? Or like, how do you actually do it?
Okay, so I also do it Apple Numbers, but you can use any other spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Because I like to design it in half an hour blocks, so Pomodoro blocks. Mm-hmm. This is my most useful, like, kind of, you know, unit. Because some things require half an hour, some things require hour and a half, some things require 1 hour. So I don't want to round it up to 1 hour blocks. I want to have this flexibility. So to design the perfect week, what I do is I use the what I've learned from the book, The Now Habit. We'll link the book in the show notes. Over there he described the concept of unschedule. So you design your schedule based on what you want to do and also based on your rewards. So what I do is I have a blank. I create a spreadsheet of a blank week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then from 9 a.m., because this is when I start my work, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. So this is like, these are my blocks. And I sometimes do something before 9 a.m. when I wake up earlier than my kids and things like that, but I just don't want to schedule anything on that. There's a breakfast and everything, and I'm like, so 9 a.m. it starts. And then I have the 30-minute block, so there each is a cell, for Monday and Tuesday again. And now, first, I put when I want to have my training sessions. So I put my training sessions, like, for example, on Monday and Friday, I go swimming. On Tuesday and Thursday, I go running. And on Wednesday, I have a bike ride. So I put these. And then, so like, for, but because I cannot do lots of training because I have lots of work to do and I want to do this work. So what happens is that I just give two Pomodoros for training. So 1 hour mm-hmm. training sessions. I plan these first. Then I do the meetings. So I check which meetings I have scheduled. Like, for example, I have the meetings with my directors. On Monday, I have a meeting with my with the Design Fight. I have a few of those. Again, to make sure that I do lots of work, I'm trying to like narrow down the number of meetings I have. And then when I have the meetings there, I'm looking at themes because I wear so many hats. I'm looking when should I do stuff, right? So for example, because we have our product meeting on Wednesday, I should be working on product, on our, you know, not be product, so like, you know, design concepts, some ideas the day before or 2 days before. So basically I decided to do it the day before, so on Tuesday. So on Tuesday, I just set a block of a few hours, of a few Pomodoros, just for this. And usually I try to do it as early as I can to start. But before my product work, I have a meeting with my marketing team. So I put marketing team meeting first and then work on the product. So on Tuesday, I work on the product and it's a block of product stuff. And I put product below the name, I'm below like Tuesday. So this way I know that Tuesday is a product day for me. Mm-hmm. And then on Wednesday, for example, I also have a few product slots because before our meeting, I have to like schedule. I have to schedule time to read what everybody else sent in. So I have a few product hours before that, and before that, I have some writing hours. So in the very morning, I do some writing, and then I do product again, and then I have our product meeting. Then I have my bike ride, and then I have podcast scheduled with you to record. Mm-hmm. And then, for example, on Monday, I have like my swimming, then I have my director's meeting, and then I have a chunk of time to do the marketing stuff. So Monday mm-hmm. is for marketing. And then on so this way, I know the market, Monday marketing. And at the end of the day, around 4 p.m., I have 1 hour to do whatever. So to do like a blog, maybe a meeting with somebody, maybe like somebody wants to talk to me or maybe talk to a good customer. So this is like an hour that I can still be working on the marketing if I want to, but if somebody wants to, you know, talk to me or something, I can spare this hour. On Tuesday, I have 2 hours like that at the end of the day that mm-hmm. I can you know, use for meetings and for my blog posts, like for some other activities which are not, you know, just with Nosby. For example, on Thursday, it's my writing day. So I have like big chunks of time for writing scheduled there. And then I have, let me see. Then I have, at the second half of the day, I have CEO stuff. Because on Thursdays, I'm trying to do, this is a new thing. I'm trying to do some administrative CEO stuff on Thursdays instead of Fridays to have more mm-hmm. room for Friday's weekly review. So on Thursdays in the afternoon, after hours of writing, the idea is to have CEO stuff, review things that a CEO should be reviewing and doing. I have 2 hours for that. And then I have a run. And then yes. I have, again, 2 hours for like continuing the CEO stuff or other stuff, or again, my blog or meetings with others. And then on Friday is TGIF. So this is our, I will link in the show notes. This is our weekly review time. So mm-hmm. I have my swimming. I have my Scrum meeting with you guys, with the dev team. I have my weekly review time. I have a company meeting. And then I have a deliberate practice session scheduled after that.
Right, that's good.
Yeah, so this way, as you can see, like every day for me is a different theme. It's mm-hmm. differently done. And it provides a guideline of what I should be doing that on that day, and what I can say no to on the other day.
Yeah. By the way, I can totally confirm that you do lots of running and biking during the day, during the week, because I get those on my watch.
Yeah. I should remove you from my friends and Rank Keeper.
Okay, whatever, man. So you're saying you do it in numbers? And like, do you do it every week, or do you mean that in numbers you have like your template for the perfect week? But then like that's like, do you mean you just have the template in numbers made like that, or do you, or is it like a living document that you change every week for this particular week?
It gets geekier. So you thought, yeah, I guess you assumed that. So anyway, I have a template in numbers, so it doesn't change. This is my template. And actually, I have it in colors. For example, writing sessions are in brown. CEO stuff are in green. Sports are in blue. So I can see the week, you know, by the colors and type of activities I have to do. Marketing stuff is in purple. Like, you know, product things is in orange. Like, I have different colors for, so I can see like the equilibrium of the week. And when I designed this week, also I was looking at total amount of hours I want to spend, or no, total amount of Pomodoros I want to spend on each activity. Like how many, you know, and later I track these in our magic spreadsheet. So I track if I spent, you know, this amount of hours on marketing, this amount of hours on product and so on and so on. So the template is in numbers and it's there. It doesn't change. This is, you know, the blueprint. And now, depending on the day, very often when I need some more guidance, well, what I did was I created a template in Nozbe for each day. Mm-hmm. So a template for Monday, a template for Tuesday, a template for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So what I can do then, and I didn't do it today, but for example, tomorrow I'm going to do it because I will have like a really packed day. What I do is I create a template. I go to my templates in Nozbe, my template for Tuesday, and it's already custom made for this perfect week. And then I created, like, put a date, I create a project from this on this date, and it just, you know, it creates a project for this day in Nozbe. And then after each half an hour, I just, you know, mark the task I've done and put some information what I did on that during that half an hour. So when I look at this project, I can see exactly what I should be doing today. I have my whole day laid out in front of me. I don't do it every day. I used to do it more often. Now I have to get back to it because, again, doing this, like putting, like having each task, each half an hour block, first reminds me of what I should be doing. Second, gives me personal accountability to myself if I really followed through or I was just, you know, doing some other stuff. And third, it shows me how time flies by when you're in front of your computer or iPad or whatever. So yeah, so this is what I do with like every day. I'm trying. So use the template. I have the fixed template in numbers and with colors and everything. So I know this is my blueprint. And then I use templates in Nozbe as projects.
So this Nozbe templates, they're just like tasks for them, like the big stones for each day of the perfect week. Like, oh, you know, product work or something like that.
Yeah, but each half an hour. So, for example, like, So for example, let me pull out for you templates. There you go. Week Monday. Good. So, for example, 10:30, 11 directors meeting. 11:30, marketing. 11:30, 12 marketing. 12, 12:30. Snack and marketing. So I have like these things, and then I use also categories to show some like additional stuff. So for example, when I have to run, I have a category fitness, and I put it there, so it also stands out. So like every half an hour, it says what I should be doing, and then, you know, it goes there.
It's very interesting. That's a very unusual way to use Nozbe and Nozbe templates. Seems a bit overkill to me. I do it very differently, but there's actually something cool about it.
For me, this was like there's just what you said, you know, with the magic spreadsheet was because you put like every interval of time you put something in there, like every hour or every 2 hours you put like information there, you know, what just happened and things like that. For me, this kind of template in Nozbe helps me it makes like a journal of a day, right? Like a task, I put in comments what I just did, click it, and then it disappears and I have a new task for next half an hour. It like when I have really like bad days when I'm just cannot focus and everything like that, it really works. It really helps me, you know, get back on the wagon, get back, you know, to be working, because I see that the time passes, the tasks are being done, but nothing really gets done. So it's really helpful.
Okay, so maybe let me tell you how I did this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't hear the phrase perfect week before you mentioned it to me. And I don't have like, I don't have an explicit template for the week, but I do have one in my mind, let's just say.
Okay.
So I have been thinking about this and also trying to kind of structure each week similarly, if possible, and have been tweaking that to kind of try to optimize my productivity. I just do it in calendar. Okay, so I just use the system Apple calendar app, and I have a bunch of calendars for different things. So some are shared, so like we have our Nosby calendar, like that's usually turned off. I have a calendar called Work, or maybe it's called Nosby, which is like, it shows blocks of time for my job, but I don't just put like an hour, 8 hour block, but mark like meetings or like try to like estimate blocks that, oh, you know, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'll be working on this and then maybe some other like shallow work or whatever, right? So I try to schedule it this way and also color code it. I have a separate calendar for deliberate practice and side projects. And then like I have like personal calendar for like appointments and other stuff too, right? So what I do is during my week review, I put those blocks in for the next week.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm reviewing the past week and making a plan in Nosby and, you know, separately kind of an outline for the next week, I also outline like the structure of next week. And for the most part, I try to make it similar, right? But I don't have a template for that, except for like a few meetings which are like automatically repeating every week. But I just like copy and paste and like adjust different blocks in calendar. But because it's in calendar, I get notifications on my watch, and on my watch face, it says, for example, you know, iOS work or design or,
okay,
you know, in half an hour, the podcast. So I kind of always have this context, and I have notifications to kind of see, to remind me of these things. And then also, so there's this one little habit that we haven't talked about, and we'll probably talk about some other time. It's another thing I stole from Deep Work. Cal Newport, he called it the shutdown ritual. So the point is that when I'm at the end of each workday, I do a few things. First of all, I look at the calendar and like I sometimes adjust what the calendar says so that today shows what actually happened and not what I planned, and then maybe adjust the next day if I already see that it's going to go differently than my initial plan.
Okay.
And then I also write up a note about what I did today and what I plan to do tomorrow, just kind of to pre-plan this and share it on the 10 o'clock meeting in the morning next day, and kind of like that's how I end the day, by reviewing the day and planning the next one, and also changing the calendar to reflect my plan, my kind of revised perfect day, right? And also like an interesting thing is that you said Monday to Friday, but for me there's also like two things on the weekend that, if possible, like if I'm just like, it's a normal week and I'm not away, I try to do also consistently. So on Saturday morning, 9 o'clock, I hit the gym, and that's my start of the day. So I also schedule that and try to make it a routine and not just make the weekend like empty.
Right.
And on Sunday morning, I hit the, you know, I get my bike, ride to a cafe, and I do my weekly review. So, you know, that's my Sunday morning ritual.
Yeah, with me it's more difficult with the weekend because we are you know, big family, so planning with the family, it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Every now and then I try to negotiate to go out on a bike. Like this Sunday I did it after we came back from vacation, so it was good. That's why I try not, I mean, we try to plan the weekend together, and I just don't have anything, you know, fixed on the weekend, because usually it wouldn't just happen. But I think what you're doing is brilliant, to put these in the calendar, like put these chunks of time in the calendar. I just already have a few, like too many calendars and too many notifications from there. So I decided to have it separately as a blueprint. But I've seen people do it in the calendar, just like you do, just to have like this a calendar that you can switch off, but you can switch it on just to see how it overlays over the stuff that you have planned. And this way, like what it really gives you is this perfect, you know, view of the ideal and the real deal. So you can compare the two.
Ah, yeah, that's actually an interesting idea. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I just have like what it was. So like it's kind of what's in the calendar is a living document. So I can't easily compare it. But it's not that important to me. Like I have in my mind like the template of what the kind of standard week should look like, and I sometimes tweak it. The point of like having it in the calendar and change it over time as the reality changes is so that during the week review, I can look at the calendar and see what I did each day.
Yeah, and what's really important also is something that we wouldn't, you know, we would be amiss if we didn't say about talk about it. We like feedback loops. We know feedback loops are important. So, for example, in my case, on every quarterly offsite, I review my perfect week.
Yeah,
and very often, if something consistently fails to happen, although I had it designed in the perfect week, I make tweaks, I make adjustments, and do something different, because otherwise I would be just banging my head against the wall. Like, I have to do it on this Friday or whatnot, and then it doesn't happen. And then again and again and again. So, and I have this, like I've had this happen several times, that I had something really nicely scheduled for like a nice like, chunk of time and things like that, but on this day, it never happened. So this way, I just learn from my mistakes. So every quarterly offsite is a chance for me to revise my my perfect week. And when I revise it, of course, I share it with my assistant, and we talk about it, and we just adjust also our, you know, all these things that we have to adjust. But yeah, so every 3 months, basically, I review the perfect week and make sure that, you know, it's still relevant to my work, and it's still current, and it just makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I now realize that even though you haven't mentioned the word perfect week, and you haven't talked about your kind of template for it and how you do it kind of technically, we have talked about quite a long time ago about our weekly routines. And so I think it is definitely smart to review that. And like, if you're work allows that, I think it's useful to have some sort of routine, because then it's predictable and like it's much easier to go into the right mindset and ensure that the right things get done. And I meant to say that it's useful to review it occasionally. You say during the quarterly offsite, maybe more often depending on the circumstances. But like for me, optimizing a bunch of things was really useful, like how we moved recording of the podcast to Wednesdays, because on Wednesdays we do the design fight, and it takes quite a lot of time, and it's quite exhausting, and then it's like difficult to do some deep work after that. So we might as well do the recording then. And I try to move things around such that on Monday and Tuesday, as much as possible, I just have the whole day for myself, no meetings, no interruptions, and like do as much deep work on those 2 days as possible. Because on Wednesday, it's very difficult for me to do just about any deep work. And then Thursdays are a bit difficult also. There's a few things that often come up. Like I usually talk with Hubert, our designer, about you know, stuff we were working on for the design fight. And so like it's also difficult to fit something there. And, you know, I moved around some of these things to try to optimize that.
Yeah, I mean, which you're basically describing is the similar thing, you know, to design. You're just effectively doing the same thing. You're designing a week, and I think this is, again, this is the secret. Just, you know, that we do it consciously. Like, you know, even if you don't have a template or colors like I have or whatever, like whatever works with you, the idea is that you know what to expect on each day. And for me, for example, this also fires me up. Like, for example, tomorrow I'm working on a product and I have, and as you know, I have things due to present on our design fight. So I'm actually pretty excited. I'm going to be working on this stuff tomorrow because I have it scheduled as the product day tomorrow and I'm going to be doing that. So what I'm saying is that this kind of structure also sets me up for each day, you know, like what I expect from the next day. It's because it's there. It's you know, the time is, you know, allocated for that.